Well, we're back here in the studio again for the second Outdoor Report this hour with Richard P. Smith. Thanks for hanging around.
Sure, glad to, Adam.
Glad to have you back on the show and in the studio. And the last Outdoor Report, we talked about black bear hunting, and you gave a hot tip for nocturnal bears about cutting back on the bait and hunting after a storm front or a change comes through, like this weekend. It's looking really nice
right.
And cool compared to especially today. So let's talk about what's going on with white-tailed deer, what you're hearing from hunters, what your personal opinions are right now, and then we'll get a couple minutes on grouse, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, the warm weather we're having is not helping bow deer hunters. It's reducing daytime activity of deer, and the rut isn't kicked in yet, so bucks aren't as active as they will be later on when it gets colder and the rut develops. I've got trail camera photos of a number of nice bucks, all at after dark, nocturnal. So I'm waiting for this cold front that's going to come in and hoping that's going to bring some activity during the daytime for the bucks.
I think it's palpable right now. All the bow hunters, I mean, yes, it's nice to sit in the woods, but you get tired of swatting mosquitoes and sweating when you're walking in, you know?
Exactly. So. And hunting those stands prematurely before things are good, you can contaminate the spot with your scent and reduce your chances of success later on. So using trail cameras is a good way to determine when you're going to have daytime deer activity and then start hunting. That reduces the amount of contamination, scent contamination at a stand, increases your chances of being successful later on.
Let me throw this tip at you because this is something that I remember employing when I was a really hardcore bow hunter. Killed over 30 deer in my life, most of which with a bow. And I remember getting busted by a buck or a doe, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can't shoot does at this current time. But when I would get busted by a deer, scent, they would blow. I'd spook one possibly out of an area. If they knew where I was sitting in a certain tree, I actually had four or five deer I've taken where I literally just moved my tree stand 50 feet to a different tree.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't looking in the same spot for me. Have you ever had that kind of luck with changing just a slight change in
yes.
an area?
In fact, I have a cousin of mine who owns 80 acres in Menominee County, and he has stands that he uses consistently in the same place year after year. One year I bow hunted on his property, and I was sure that bucks were skirting those stands that knew they were there. I sat up about 50 yards from one of his stands and got a shot at a nice 8-point that he would have never seen or didn't see. Nobody would have seen from his permanent stand that he hunts all the time.
Just a good little tip there. Okay, so I know that as a hunter in general, bear, deer, you are in the woods a lot. And if you're in the woods a lot, you're getting a good feel for other types of wildlife in the area. What's your thoughts this year on rough grouse?
Well, I heard earlier reports that drumming counts were up by the DNR this year. But personal experience, I'm not seeing that in the Keweenaw where I'm hunting. I'm seeing fewer grouse this year than I was seeing last year. But rains during the summer, some other factors may be responsible. But I hear there's reports of some hunters in the southern UP, they're seeing lots of birds.
Well, that actually correlates with what we're hearing because basically the demarcation line is almost M28.
Mm-hmm.
North of M28, pretty sparse, especially in the western UP, really sparse in the western UP in most areas other than a few pockets.
Right.
Lots of bad weather this year there.
The heavy rains.
But south of M28, pretty much across the UP, really good grouse numbers being reported by hunters. Lots of flushes, at least 7 to 10 flushes an hour.
Super.
So.
And that's good to hear. And that's where some of the best grouse and woodcock habitat is in the UP, in those southern counties south of M28. So that's where to go bird hunting.
Richard, I really appreciate you stopping by today. This is a great, unexpected pleasure, and I appreciate the insight as usual, and we'll
no
catch
problem.
Up with you again soon.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Now I'm going to go try for a deer myself.
There you go. All right. Richard P. Smith, check out his books and DVDs at richardpsmith.com. And this is The Outdoor Show.